Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good morning. This is Brooke Howard with The Daily Beast. It's Tuesday, May 4th, and these are the top stories the Chi-Chi team is watching right now. Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates and his wife Melinda announced Monday that they are parting ways after nearly three decades of marriage. Reportedly in a court filing, Melinda did not list a prenuptial agreement in their divorce, but did indicate that there is a, quote, separation contract. There's clearly a lot at stake. The couple is worth about $125 billion, and how that lump sum will be divvied up seems to have been decided privately. Ghislaine Maxwell's highly anticipated summer trial has been pushed to the fall of 2021, so her lawyers can prepare for additional charges relating to her alleged role in Jeffrey Epstein's sex trafficking ring. On Monday, a Manhattan federal judge granted the British socialite's request to postpone her trial in light of a second superseding indictment filed in late March, which added a fourth minor victim to her case. The Food and Drug Administration is reportedly getting ready to authorize the Pfizer vaccine for 12 to 15-year-olds. The authorization may be announced as early as late this week and comes a few weeks after Pfizer reported that none of the adolescents in the company's clinical trials developed symptomatic COVID-19. A woman was arrested after allegedly assaulting a flight attendant aboard an American Airlines flight from Miami to New York City on Sunday. According to a criminal complaint, the woman left her seat midway through the flight and began to yell at one of the flight attendants. When another attendant attempted to intervene, that's when it got physical. An off-duty NYPD officer was forced to intervene, placing the woman in handcuffs and turning her over to authorities once the plane landed at JFK Airport. Police in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, responded to a call early Friday morning about a, quote, couch on fire in a front yard. After responding to the call, officers supposedly found an intoxicated man sitting in front of the fire, setting $100 bills on fire. Oh, and he had a gun sitting nearby on a bench in plain view. Police also found what they described as the badly charred remains of an unknown animal, until they did some more investigating and found out that it was the man's dog. The man was arrested and now faces multiple charges, including aggravated cruelty to animals, discharge of a firearm into an occupied structure, and recklessly endangering others. A judge has ruled that a man who is suing Kevin Spacey for $40 million in federal court reportedly cannot proceed anonymously because he shared his sexual abuse allegations with other people over the years. The plaintiff, who is identified only as CD in court papers, says the actor preyed on him in the 1980s when he was just 14 years old. His accusations were aired by New York Magazine, which corroborated them by speaking to others in whom he had confided. Now the U.S. District Judge has decided that that means the accuser must make his identity public. The judge said, quote, the evidence suggests that CD knowingly and repeatedly took the risk that any of these individuals at one point or another would reveal his true identity in a manner that would bring that identity to wide public attention, particularly given Spacey's celebrity. That's all for this morning. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.